Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. I am so excited to welcome back Kim Rogers today, the worm queen. She is all things parasites, lymphatic drainage, mushrooms. We're going to talk about it all today. Mm-hmm. Kim, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I am good. I'm so excited that you're here. Always a wealth of knowledge and always just, I mean, we're so in sync with everything on our own healing journeys, but we have so many stories that we dive into. And I'm so excited to talk about your new kit for lymphatic drainage, because for those of you that are not privy to lymphatic drainage, you're going to be after this conversation. You know, the first thing that I do with my clients when we start to work on the gut, the liver, we make sure our drainage pathways are open, and the lymphatic system, which is not talked about enough, is so important. And your new kit, Lymph, tell everybody about it. I'm loving it.
It's so good. It's such a good kit. I really wanted to bring something that was easy and that could also be taken with the Parify kit so that you can continue to keep your drainage pathways open, protecting your brain. So it's three tinctures. Again, it's kind of our staple kit. It's Lymph, L-Y-M-F, and then it's Holy Skull and Sustain. Sustain's my favorite. It goes in like all the kits except for Moldies, but you can take Sustain with Moldies. In fact, it's kind of helpful because it helps push out viruses. So you want to make sure that you're getting all the herbs in. But with the Lymph kit, it really is helping to open up your drainage pathways. It helps with kidney support, liver support. And then you've got brain support because I brought in lion's mane. Turkey tail and lion's mane are my go-to mushrooms. They're my favorite that I've ever taken. And so I wanted to pay as much homage to them as possible, next to Amanita, of course, because mushrooms are my jam. So I just think that they're the most helpful in what we're doing in society, right? Like rewiring our brain and really helping us open up our pathways. Turkey tail is given to patients that are on chemo to help break down tumors. And so we all have something in our body that needs to kind of come in there and have a jackhammer really get rid of it. And that's what turkey tail does. And then lion's mane helps drive the other herbs like a school bus. It's driving a school bus full of herbs into your brain to help maximize the amount of medicine and the amount of benefits that you get from it. So when you bring these type of herbs in with other herbs, it really creates this symbiotic type of relationship where you're able to utilize every square inch of the medicine from that herb. And that's the whole purpose. You want to use everything for its purpose.
I love this. So let's dive in. So for our listeners, if you haven't listened to any of Kim's, either Kim's podcast or even previous episodes we've done here on Balanced Wellness Solutions. So Kim created the Parify kit. Tell listeners a little bit about that. And then, you know, what inspired Lymph on top of that. And oh my gosh, Sustain is my favorite product.
Right?
Is Sustain, can you take Sustain like by itself, just like as a, just like in between?
Just cleansing, like that.
Like just kind of.
Every day. I take it every day. I take it every day. Oregon grapefruit is an anti-inflammatory, and Usnea helps curb your appetite while pushing viruses away and keeping viruses at bay. So you can take, and then peppermint, it just makes it taste good. And it also helps with small intestinal parasites as well as digestion. So it's just overall just a really great everyday supplement for you to take. But all of our tinctures can be taken except for Parify and Moldies every day. I created them so that you could instead of taking a pill, you could take our supplements. Something like the Recover, which is one of our tinctures, has oyster and shiitake. Oyster and shiitake actually helps with magnesium and zinc. That's in oyster and shiitake. And then if you've been exposed to radiation, actually shiitake helps move that out of your body. So there's a lot of studies about shiitake mushrooms and the benefits of them. And if you look up when we bombed Hiroshima, they actually helped clean the air. Shiitakes did. So there's a lot of studies out there that show how great mushrooms are, not just herbs, but the mushrooms themselves. So I just think that we need to continue to have our pathways open. And that's all these things are doing for us, is just helping us. I don't know if a lot of people know that our lymphatic system doesn't have a sphincter. So there's no way that our lymphatic system, which is our sewer system, actually can pump itself. It can't. You have to do it. And so when your lymphatic system is stagnant, which a lot of ours is, you have to bring in other things like mushrooms and herbs. And I like cold for my lymphatic system. I found that I benefit more to cold therapy, like cold plunging and cryo, than I do with heat. My husband loves the heat. He loves steam. He loves sauna. And I love them, but I don't get as much of a movement with the needle as I do when I do cold. That's just how some people's bodies work. And I feel like in order for you to know how to move your lymphatic system, you're gonna know if you gravitate more towards hot or cold. And some people think it's crazy, but I just love the cold for my lymphatic system. It's way better. But to kind of give your viewers an idea of who I am, I went viral 4 years ago over a parasite cleanse, and then I started my own business. I was really ill, and I've healed my body over the last 4 years while on social media, showing everyone what I'm doing so that you can also benefit from what I've done and what I've learned. I come from Western medicine, so I actually have a medical background since 2004. I have two healthcare degrees, and I love teaching people. I love educating, and I love giving my knowledge. I love learning and then regurgitating it for other people to understand it and hear it at a more understanding level, because I think that in medicine, we've overcomplicated things for people and it gets them confused. And then they don't want to do it and they don't realize that the most important thing in your life is your body and it should be taken care of. And there's things out there that can help you with that, all the way from rewiring your brain to your subconscious to assisting with aches and pains to removing parasites to helping with mold detox. Like, there's a solution. It's a matter of being able to understand what the problem is to get yourself to that solution. And I think we've all been somewhat indoctrinated to think that we aren't smart enough to understand that, but we very much are.
100%. And I feel like that your nuke at the lymph, I feel like that is, that's the first place I start with my patients when I start to work with them. The first thing is like, is the bad things, are they coming out or are we just recycling them up and back into the body? We have a circulatory system and our heart is pumping, our blood throughout our system. But like you just said, our lymph is just sitting around and it's stagnant. And yes, we can say, okay, do, rebounding exercises or, dry brushing, gua sha. We can do, even different things where we are using hot or cold therapy. But when it comes down to it, what are we getting rid of the things? Are we pooping? Are we peeing? Are we sweating? And what are we doing to move that lymph through the system? What are the top things to do? And then what are the supplements that actually help to do it? On top of, then it comes to the next layer of, okay, parasites. Now, what are we doing to kill the parasites off? And then, my favorite question of to ask and for viewers to actually understand what's going on, like what happens in the body when we start to kill parasites and like what happens then? We kill them and then where do they go? Like what happens after they're dying?
Well, that's why you got to move your lymphatic. And it's not just making sure you're peeing, pooping, and perspiring. It really is the movement to move your cells. So when cells get stagnant, that's when your body starts to fight itself and create a almost like a protective barrier, which we call in a lot of ways tumors, right? There's a barrier that's going around the cell that your body created because it's starting to fight against something that is an invader. It doesn't understand what's in your body. And so when you get to something like heavy metals and parasites and spores, your body is creating this, oh my God, I need to protect it. So it's creating a hardened shell. And the invaders also create a hardened shell called a biofilm. So you've got two things that are encapsulating these environmental toxins that are in your cells, and then that makes your cells stagnant. But if your cells are in a constant motion, constantly moving, which is difficult for our society because we're stagnant, we sit all day long. We're stationary. We sit, we eat terrible food that puts our body even in a more stagnant type of feel. So it's really about the movement of everything. And just knowing that herbs will help move that if you're not able to keep yourself in a moving fashion at all times, right? Like that's just impossible for us to constantly be moving in an environment that we live in. But really doing things like cat's claw, which is in the holy skull tincture, that helps repair the DNA that's being damaged by what all the things I just said. So it goes in and helps repair, like doing its job, going in there like with little hammer and being like, okay, I'm gonna clean this part up. I'm gonna fix this. That's what the herbs are going in and doing, and they all have their own job. And when you pick the right synergistic herbs, it helps create an environment for them to go in and heal. And we kind of talked about this earlier about how mushrooms can go in and do that, and how you bring in other herbs to help drive those mushrooms or to help drive the herbs that want to do their job. Everything we do is a frequency. Everything's a frequency. Everything you're seeing is a frequency of what you in your mind are making it, right? So a good example, so people can kind of get an understanding how everyone can see something different. Like your green might not be as green to me, right? There was that thing that went around, the meme that went around where it was like, I saw gold, you saw blue. And so it just shows that like how our minds create our external environment. And that's what this whole thing is moving your body, removing the low frequencies out of your body so you have a good understanding of your soul connecting to the human body. We're all in a human body. We all have very similar experiences, but how your mind helps rewire your external experience. And that's why we all do things a little differently, even though our bodies are all very similar. It's how we rewire our minds to think that we need to have cold therapy instead of hot therapy. And that's all in your internal mind. And so when you're able to go in and switch the frequency with herbs and movement, your external life will be a lot better.
So this topic is fascinating to me. I want to dive more into mushrooms. And so when you talk about different mushrooms and you mentioned some of them, turkey tail, shiitake, so how do each of these mushrooms, did they have different frequencies? Like what do these mushrooms like, are they grown in different areas? Like what is the difference between, I mean, is this a silly question? Like what is the difference between different mushrooms? Like what is the purpose of different mushrooms?
Yeah, it's not silly because just like a plant, they all have their own goal at the end, right? They all have their own frequency. And a lot of times I get the question of what's the difference between a fungus like mold frequency and a mushroom that we're eating frequency? Well, it's their frequency. And the purpose behind it is so different. You've got a dark, low frequency of mold and fungus and yeast, and then you have high frequency. And basically, a frequency is so that you go in and it helps with the ailment. That's what I use the frequency thought process for, as I'm like, okay, so I have heavy metals in my body. How can I go through and do a quick heavy metal cleanse to help alleviate some of the heavy metal symptoms I'm having? Well, cilantro's frequency is to help push out the heavy metals. It matches the frequency of that ailment. Like an opera singer sings and she breaks the glass, that's her voice reaching the same frequency of that glass, shattering the glass. And so that's all that's going on when you take mushrooms or you take herbs, is that you brought that frequency in to explode the ailment, really. And so in a lot of our cases, mental health. Well, when you go in and you have mental health issues, it's not just in the gut, it's up in the brain because you're misfiring. Your neurons are misfiring. And in fact, what that chair looks like behind you is what our neurons look like. And they're lit up. And so if you look at how they all intertwine behind you in that chair, if one broke, where would it continue, or would it stop that thought, right? One little neuron breaks, it's now misfiring, and that's where we get bad habits because it's no longer on a flow. It's no longer jiving with everyone else, all your other neurons. It's no longer doing that. It's now broken, and it's going to continue to misfire until you figure out a way to bring it back into the group, right? And that's where mushrooms come in and help with that. That's psilocybin, that's amanita, that's lion's mane. And so they each do have their own frequency for specific ailments. Turkey tail is one of my favorite because it was a huge responsibility, a huge response for my endometriosis. It breaks down scar tissue. It goes in and it breaks down where our cells are stagnant. And it helps get your cells moving again, shedding all of the toxic that's on the cell. That's what turkey tail is going in. It's going in like a weed eater and just going in and getting rid of everything. So they give it to patients that are on chemo because of that. They get your cells moving, they get your immune system adjusted. We've got overactive immune systems and underactive immune systems. It helps regulate your immune system while simultaneously going in like a weed eater and breaking through scar tissue. And so it's my favorite because it helped me break out all the scar tissue. Like I had endometriosis and adenomyosis, and I had adenomyosis because I had 13 surgeries from endometriosis. So I was creating more and more scar tissue in my body, not ever breaking that scar tissue down. Every time they would go in and do surgery, I would have multiple layers of scar tissue because it was creating the scar tissue. The scar tissue was my body's way of protecting every surgery. So it was like this vicious cycle. And until I brought turkey tail in, that vicious cycle continued. I brought that beast in and it came in like a weed eater and just chopped out all my scar tissue and really pushed it out and broke it down and moved the needle in my health. And so that was really a moment for me and my lion's mane. Those two are my, I think I said that earlier, that's how much I love them. Those two were like the leading characters in my healing journey because they did so much for me. Just those two mushrooms, and then Amanita and psilocybin, they like brought in, they brought, those were the big guns I brought in to kind of help reshape my mental health, you know?
Yes, I feel like this is not talked about enough. We talk about and we talk about the gut brain access, and we talk about the immune system and how everything lives in the gut, and we do these things to support it. But when we look at mushrooms, I mean, even from a standpoint of, my background, pharmacist, functional medicine practitioner, looking at it from a supplement point of view of, there's a really great one, the name of it I can't even remember. I think it was Mycoactive from Orthomolecular, but the idea of it was a mushroom blend. I think there was six or seven mushroom blends, and it was basically marked an immune an immune booster. So basically
Right.
it was like a, oh, okay, we should recommend this to people that are coming into like cold and flu season. So, I mean, is that a valid dose of mushrooms for people to be taking for something to help to boost the immune system, let's just say coming into cold and flu season, or is there something better to do?
Oh, you should take them every day, not just if you're coming into something. The top six to take, there's a company called Fresh Cap, and they've got Thrive Six, I think is the name of theirs, or Thrive. Maybe they changed it. Anyway, it's got lion's mane, turkey tail, chaga, cordyceps, reishi, and maitake. And maitake is the gold standard mushroom. It actually helps with like PCOS and regulate your sugars. So it kind of similar to metformin, which is what we gave PCOS patients and endocrine because they created an overabundance of sugar in their body that created the tumors and the cysts, right? So if you regulate what's causing the cyst, maitake is the DNA structure of metformin, basically. And that's all that they did. They just stole a lot of DNA structures from the herbs, synthesized it, and then processed it as medications for Big P. Anyway, so maitake at 5 grams a day is a therapeutic dose. And so if you have PCOS, you should take maitake every single day with a side of turkey tail. And you don't want to just take one or two pills. You want to take 5 grams a day. It's not a supplement at this point in your life. You want to take it as a therapeutic level. Increasing the amount you take makes it therapeutic. And with mushrooms, you can't overdose. I mean, you can take too many psychedelics and have a wild journey and change your whole mind and your whole life. It's called a hero's journey. No, that's actually what I'm on. It's called a hero's dose.
Okay.
And so you can go through and have an ego death and really reform your nervous system. That is what psychedelics do. It goes in and it rewires your nervous system and calms your nervous system for a period that it can actually reset it. Now, if you don't go into any mushroom journey, including microdosing with intention, you might come out with a wild experience. You have to go into all mushrooms with some sort of intention. Every morning I wake up when I take my mushrooms and I say, please give me a good day today. Make it fun, make it exciting. And when I don't do that, sometimes I do have a bad day and I'm like, it's because the mushrooms hear us. The mushrooms are what connect us. It's called the mycelium network. And most of my friends that I have that are close to me in my circle, we all met because of mushrooms. Me and Erica, when we built Roger's Hood, we met because of mushrooms. She's a mushroom grower. I'm a mushroom grower. I was talking about it on TikTok and Parasites, and she popped into my live. And that's how me and Erica started Roger's Hood because literally, we met because we both grew mushrooms. And so mushrooms connect us. And I feel like they've been villainized specifically because they really do have such great healing powers that they don't really want us to know everything that they can do and how they let you kind of see behind the veil. My husband stopped building our log home because he needed to stop and learn how to grow mushrooms. In order for me to be able to save my brain and get off of my big pharma meds, I needed to have mushrooms in my life. And they're 4.5 years ago, this wasn't even a conversation that we would have had. It wasn't something that was talked about. I mean, you can't really trust the DM druggy Instagrammers, you know? Like, I looked at him and I was like, man, I gotta get some psilocybin in order for me to go to the bathroom because sometimes psilocybin will help you poop. Because it calms your nervous system so much, and your body's like, oh my God, what's going on? So it just releases everything. It opens that pathway like immediately. And so I thought, I need to do that because I've done mushrooms since I was 13. This isn't a new journey for me. This is just, I've kind of honed in on the mushroom journey even more. I was in on this path, and then I took a break and went into Western medicine and kind of followed Western medicine, had them ruin my body. And now I've left Western medicine and went back to the holistic health ways, you know?
No, but it's you've gone back into it with purpose, and you've gone back
Yeah.
into it with okay, what benefit can I get from this mushroom and learning? I could just listen to you talk about this all day, like even just where, you and your hubby just growing mushrooms, like just learning, like learning how to do this did you grow them when you were younger, or when you
No.
guys started growing them, this was with purpose of
Yeah.
I need
To
to
help
heal,
my
and I
brain.
knew that
Yes.
I know the power of the mushroom and what each one can do, and as you were researching and diving into it, and that was kind of what made you purposefully grow different species. Is that how,
Yeah.
yeah, is that how, like different mushrooms, like how do you even start to grow a mushroom with purpose of, okay, I know that this mushroom is good for one thing, like, okay, I want to grow turkey tail. Like, I know that this is going to help get rid of my scar tissue. Like, where does that start?
I followed what oncologists do for cancer patients. And I went in and I looked to see how I could put my endometriosis into remission. And I followed their protocols on a lot of different points in order for me to look at endo and going into a remission state. My endometriosis was so bad, even after a hysterectomy, that my doctors just abandoned me. And so not only did I have no doctors around me anymore helping me, but my mental health was trashed and I wasn't going to the bathroom. And so the combination of all of those things led me to go, I would like to grow these so I have the actual fruiting body. And when people talk about growing mushrooms, it's not like you just get a potted plant and throw some seeds in. It's not like you're just watering a plant. It is very intense. You have to do what they call a block. So you actually have to go and find what the mushrooms will grow on, and it's in like literally a square block.
Wow.
And then the mycelium grows from the inside of that block out. As long as there's no mold, as long as there's no fungus that's causing it to die off, because you're creating a healthy fungus. You're not trying to create a bad fungus. And a lot of times the block will die and you'll get no mushrooms, and you won't even know until 2 months in. So
Wow.
it's not like it fruits right away. It is a long process. You have to use coconut fibers and wood and rice and oats, and it is a process. You have to build a block. Like literally, you've got square blocks sitting around waiting for the mushrooms to fruit, and then you go in and harvest. So it's not a small project. It is like my husband had to quit what he was doing with our log home, and he had to train himself for a month
Wow.
because it takes that long to understand you're injecting spores inside of this block, and you have to do it on multiple ways because if that block dies, it's done. You have to throw it away.
Wow.
And that happened over and over and over. And here's this man that's like trying to grow these things, knowing with purpose that this is what's going to help his wife. And so there was a lot of pressure for him to get it done, but also so that we had some mushrooms to be able to start healing my brain. And for me, I was so sick that when we finally did grow some mushrooms, we dehydrated them. It would take me 8 hours a day to make 100 capsules because
Wow.
we would dehydrate them, grind them down, and then I would put them in capsules and I would dose myself with the capsules so that I knew how much I should take, what the combination was. And I had multiple combinations that I knew were helpful, like turkey tail and lion's mane always went together. That was always the way that I took that's why those are the two that are in my lymph kit. Because of the fact that they're so good together and they're so therapeutic levels together, that that's how you should take lion's mane and turkey tail, always together. The lion's mane helps the turkey tail understand that it's got to break even more cobwebs out, right? More scar tissue down, and really start pushing any tumor-like cells that are in your body. The lion's mane activates the turkey tail, telling it to get after it, do it, go. And so it's almost like really pushing that particular mushroom, those two together, like really work together. And then reishi and cordyceps, in my opinion, they work really well together. Cordyceps helps with your bone, it helps strengthen your immune system even more. And reishi helps calm your nervous system down. So they work as an equalizer and they go in and they just calm everything down in your body. And when all four of those are taken together, it actually just creates this strengthening of bones. So I had osteoporosis because I am in menopause and have been since I was 29. And then before that, I was on Lupron two different times, which is a form of chemo, and it ate my bones. And so at age 35, I had osteoporosis. Cordyceps, which is a mushroom, put me into osteopenia because it went in and it actually started cleaning out my system and strengthening my bones, giving me my what I need to process the food and the nutrients that I was taking.
That is like it's fascinating. And then, and I'm and as you're talking and we're talking about the nervous system and even how like just using mushrooms even to poop, it's like, using the chair that I'm sitting in as an example, if you've looked at or looked at a diagram of like the vagus nerve that like starts in the brain and goes all the way down, and like that's legit what it looks like dumping off at every organ along the way. So it's fascinating to like, I want to understand more about like the frequencies. So basically, a frequency is its potential. Like, can you explain that a little bit more? Like, how is the frequency of each mushroom different than one another?
Well, it's just like all plants and even us as humans, we all have a different frequency that we vibrate at. And so depending on what the medicine is inside of that mushroom, it's going to vibrate at that frequency. So we're supposed to be around like 7.5 hertz, right? And so when you eat or have low frequencies in your body, so when you eat something, it can bring your frequency down. When you eat something, it can increase your frequency. The whole purpose is for us to stay at the homeostasis level of 7.5. Right, around 7 to 8 is where we should be on a night on a daily. When you drink something, it can increase your frequency, allowing you to be able to eat something crappy to decrease your frequency, but continuing to keep you at 7, right? So we're just going to say we're at 7. And so what mushrooms do is they help that. They help if you're too high or too low. They just know. They're just very smart. They're living, they're it's a living thing. And they help connect us in the mycelium network, allowing us to be able to communicate. But I don't know how else to use my words to explain it. If you understand frequency and you understand how you can go in and rewire using frequency, so you can rewire your brain subconsciously. And I do that at night. We talked about that earlier. I listen to frequencies at night with subliminal messages, rewiring my brain while I'm sleeping. And so the mushrooms can go in and do that with your intention and what they see they need to go in and do. They're just, does that make sense?
It does. And it's almost like the idea when you were talking about like an opera singer and even like sound bath healing, how when you do
Yes.
like sound bath and you just hear like the different each sound, how it has a different frequency, which it comes out as a different sound. So it's almost coming out as a different whatever motion it's doing. I would imagine the best way to maybe describe it would it almost be like a level of like an anti-inflammatory doing different things in the body. And if it's connecting different nerve synapses where it's helping them reconnect and decrease inflammation in the brain and actually create that those gaps and those junctions. Like when we have these mental health conditions and, again, not talked nearly enough about and, slapping on an antidepressant onto it. And again, I always, whenever I start talking about something like an antidepressant, I always like to preface with like, okay, there's never any judgment. I never want anybody to ever feel bad that they would, but looking at the real root cause and why are we feeling like that? Taking it even a step deeper than saying, oh, our gut microbiome and neurotransmitters and and you know, this is even taking it down to like the next like real root cause. Like it's almost like the gut isn't even the root cause. It's like broken synapses is where that's the real root cause of having a, whether it's cognitive function, anxiety, depression, OCD, you know, anything like that, anything that the brain is involved in, pretty much every function in the body.
It's totally involved. And when you take something like Big Pharma, all they were able to do was synthesize that frequency for it to go in and also tell whatever's going on to calm itself down. That's all of this is changing your frequency from high to low, low to high. And so when you take something that increases it, you're gonna be able to take things that could decrease it, like parasites decrease your frequency. They're a low frequency. So if you wake up every morning at a 7 for your frequency, right? You wake up and you have a parasite. It's automatically, you wake up, it's taken up. We're just gonna say it'll take two points away from you. Now you're at 5, right? And now you gotta figure out a way to bring yourself back up to 7 because you're at 5, immediately waking up with a low frequency thing inside of you. So you've got mold, you've got Lyme, you've got parasites. It's decreasing your frequency. What can you do to increase to 7, right? And we really want to go higher so that while we're fighting the lower, you don't have to fight as hard.
Yes, it maintains the like homeostasis, so you're bringing it back down because we're constantly exposed to these things that are changing our frequencies. So it's almost like proactively, like staying ahead of the game. Like, let me take my mushrooms in the morning to stay as these things are hitting us every day, you know. And I think that kind of like circling back around, bringing back around to parasites is. It's really important for people to understand. And I think that it's, you know, I feel like, I guess it depends on, you know, where people are in their health and wellness journey and who they follow on social media and what they're listening to. You know, people that still just turn a blind eye to everything. It's, you know,
Wild.
it's so wild.
Wow.
It makes me, I don't, it's why I couldn't be a pharmacist anymore. It's why I just had to be like done with that. But you know, it's like we still turn a blind eye. We still okay that we're this is still the life we're living, we're doing, but I don't understand how people can't in this day and age, and we do deworm our animals. We give our animals, you know, pills to make sure that they don't get heartworm and parasites, but yet we don't think that we're affected by them. And it just it's like when sometimes when I say to people that aren't privy to it, like they look at me like I have 10 heads, and it's like, okay, wrong crowd. Let me switch the subject here. But I think it's so important for people to just start talking about like this isn't like a trend. Like people are kind of starting to look at it
Yeah,
like
this isn't
it's a trend,
trendy. This
right?
is not trendy.
This isn't like a trendy thing. It's like this is like a preventative medicine. We all need to do this. We all need to recognize that we're getting these things from our environment, from our water, from our food, from our crops, from our animals, from our sushi, from our lettuce, everywhere. And we have them in our bodies and we need to address them. Like, I think it's just like a PSA is that we just need to admit that they're there and that, yeah, they're not like the sexiest topic in the world to talk about, but like they're there and we just need to be proactive from the standpoint of, okay, taking it from the frequency standpoint and saying, okay, we have this thing in our body and it's doing crazy things to us and we need to get back up to this level here. But when we talk about it, and I mean, like, I know this again for people who aren't privy and they're listening to this episode right now and are like, whoa, this is a lot of information. But looking at it from a standpoint of when we have a parasite in our body, you know, when we talk about like food cravings, talk about that for a second. Like, what is actually going on in our body when we're craving sugar, let's just say?
Well, you probably have an overgrowth of candida or roundworm. Usually, those are the two that are craving sugar and salt. Actually, I was pretty shocked a couple months ago because I read like all day, every day. And I was reading an article that said that parasites can make you crave salt. And I'm always craving salt. Like, I'll crave sugar once in a while. So I'm like, oh, it's good. No, I crave salt all day. And so I actually give myself the Baja Gold. electrolyte salt to give myself because that's mineralizing my body, not just craving a salt. And it usually goes away because they don't like minerals. They don't like anything that's good. And so they're telling your brain you need to eat this to give them the strength. They're wanting to survive, so they're going to do whatever they can to survive in our bodies. It's they're stealthy, they're smart, they've been around longer than us, they're going to be around longer than us. They're doing their job in a sense because they're decomposers, so there's something going on in your body that they're trying to break down. And your job as a human with your this body, which we only get one of these, is to keep it at its optimal like sort. What's the word I'm trying to think of?
Our just optimal health, just ult like longevity.
Yeah, our optimal health. Yeah, we
Yeah,
want to,
we longevity, disease prevention, all of it.
and these things can come in and tell you, no, man, you want to eat this sugar, you want to eat bad, you want to drink. I would say a lot of people's addictions aren't really their actual soul's addiction. The addiction is whatever you have environmental toxin in your body, craving it, not you. You're not craving it. Something that's alive inside of your body, because these things are alive in our body, mold, lime. I mean, all of these things are alive. And so that's what the frequency is going on in your body telling you what to do.
It's so interesting. And then you look at it from the standpoint of viruses, right? Like we can have a virus, and whether it's something like Lyme or an old strep infection, or whether somebody had COVID or whatever the bacteria or virus is in the body that likes to bury itself in places and then come out when the body's weak or the immune system's weak or something else is going on, you know. We look for these things. We test these things. This isn't a surprise. It's like we know they're there. We know that viruses don't go away when they're in our body unless we work at that. But looking at it from that standpoint of for people to really understand, you know, how you described it of these things are alive. They're in our bodies. They're connecting with our body. They're telling our brain things. And I think that it's important for people to kind of open their eyes and recognize it and say, okay, well, what do I do? You know, we can't live in a bubble. We can't say, okay, we're not, you know, a lot of these things we can't get away from. It's the world we live in. We just have these things that are in our crops, on our food, in our water, blah, blah, blah. You know, we can talk about them all day, but what can we do to be proactive about getting rid of them basically. So when it comes down to, you know, all of your kits are fabulous at this, right? We look
Thanks.
at killing parasites.
They're really good kits. I mean,
No,
I
they're really
really worked hard to take all of my the last year I was like, I don't want any more autoimmune diseases because I don't have the energy to continue to make kits, because everything I've done in the last 3 years has been because of things that I figured out because of my own body. And so I'm like, no more, no more. You know, a good way for people to think about something that's in their body, because I think that that's what's so hard for people that are new to this to understand, because you can't see it. And we're such visual people that we need to see it. And not everybody can go internal. Like, I can literally close my eyes and scan the inside of my body. And same with my husband, I can kind of see what's going on with him and most people. And so I feel like if you're trying to wrap your head around what we're saying, the physical parasite is the bus, and it's the driver of the bus. And then all of these environmental toxins are passengers in that bus. And when the bus starts to get overflown with passengers, you got to kick some people out, right? But in the process, they're in that bus partying. So how do you take and kick them out? Well, you go to bus stops and you boot them out. And so each time you do something like an herb, that's a bus stop, you're booting out that passenger so that your bus doesn't turn into a party bus. When your bus turns into a party bus, you've got problems. And that is where your body, like mine, started to shut down. It didn't know what else to do because my bus was so full that it didn't have any bus stops and it was running out of gas. I mean, ultimately, I don't know how else. I usually use car references because, like, You wouldn't not change the oil in your car. So, you wouldn't put bad gas in your car. You wouldn't look under the hood. Like, you should treat your body like the same thing. The difference is that the bus is holding all of these viruses and bacteria and other alive things that are in your body. And until maybe that bus has a crash, and then all of it, and that's what we do, right? That's why I brought in all the herbs I brought in, because as that bus is being eliminated, all the stuff in that bus has to go somewhere. And so then that causes even more mental health issues and can cause even more issues. So we want to slowly remove the crap out of the bus and then remove the bus. So there's ways you can do analogies, and I might have confused everyone with this one, but everything is alive that we're talking about, and we're trying to remove it out of our body.
No, I think that is actually a really good analogy, and it makes it sound very easy and straightforward, right? It's exactly what is. We have these passengers that are hanging on in our body, and if we don't do things to get rid of them, they are going to take over. We are going to have the symptoms. We're going to have the disease. And it's almost like the listen to your body whispering, whether it's the okay, I'm feeling the chronic fatigue, I'm feeling some brain fog, I'm starting to have these perimenopause symptoms or thyroid issues or whatever the case may be, but the mystery symptoms that seem like you said, like big pharma can't handle, but it's like, okay, looking at them and saying, well, why is this happening in my body? Why, like, if you don't handle them when they're the little problems, then they start turning into the autoimmune diseases. They start turning into the cancers and the big things that once that happens, then it's a whole lot harder to handle and get rid of stuff once you've gotten to that point. So it's like you said, you don't want it to turn into the party bus. You want to, as things are coming in, you want to kind of make sure that you're getting rid of them.
You
So
don't want your bus to be a 5 o'clock bus all day, every day, right? Because that's what happens to us. It happens. It's the party bus. You don't want it to be the party bus every day. You just want it to be the party bus once in a while. And then you go in and you remove it. I don't know. I don't know. When I used to teach, I used to tell people about engines. So then I'm like, okay, are you guys understanding this? Because everyone has to learn how to service their car. And like, in every environment that I've ever lived in, I lived in South Dakota, and like, if you let your gas go below a half a tank, it's going to get water in it, and that water is going to damage your engine and make your car act like awful, and then you're going to have to go service that. So it's like, well, don't let your gas during the winter get below a half a tank. Like, don't let your body get so overflowed with parasites, candida, mold, viruses, heavy metals. Like, there are solutions. There's ways for us to push it out. There's ways for you to almost band-aid it a little bit with mushrooms while you're pushing these things out, because the band-aid is actually going to go in and heal. So there's ways for you to heal your body nowadays, and it's just a matter of how much you want to put effort into it and how much you want to continue to like rely on other people, because at the end of the day, it's you that goes to bed thinking about what you need to do for you. No one else is going to take care of you like you take care of you.
Absolutely. So even looking at your general average person who's healthy, may have a couple little meh complaints, what would you suggest to them for doing a parasite cleanse, lymphatic drainage, like just as like maintenance? What would you suggest would be a good thing for somebody to do, just that's living the life, drinking the water, eating their produce, just carrying on? What would you suggest to your average person who's just wants to be healthy?
Just be proactive. We're all reactive people, and we need to learn how to be more proactive instead of worrying about is this going to happen? Just do it. You know what I mean? Like, do a parasite cleanse 3 to 4 times a year minimum. Do the lymphatic, add those supplements in that help you, and then be okay with changing them every few months, because you're going to work on something else on your body. Like, be fluid, but be proactive. Allow yourself to understand the herbs and allow yourself to understand your body and how they all work together, and just give yourself grace, because at the end of the day, there's no need for you to sit and beat yourself up all day long.
100%. I love that. And that it's a lifestyle, right? Like this
Yeah, it's a
isn't like
lifestyle.
it's not like a quick fix. It's not like a one and done. It's like adapting these things into our lives that make us feel good, that make our bodies thrive, you know, getting rid of the bad stuff and nurturing the good stuff. And, you know, one of the main things takeaway too is frequency. Our bodies all have a frequency, and keeping it at that balance is where we need to be. And if we have things that are bringing it down, like parasites, we need to be proactive with keeping it up by taking things like mushrooms.
Oh man, I'm so glad we got to talk about all of this. It was fun. Thank you so much, Courtney.
Thank you so much for being on again, my favorite. I love our conversations always. I
Too.
appreciate you and all of your knowledge. You are an amazing friend. Thank you for all of the wonderful things you're doing to help so many people,
Thank
including
you for
me.
having me. Oh, thanks, friend. All right, you guys, thank you so much. And you can find me on Mrs. Rogers Hood. Rogershood.com is my website. I think Courtney will put it in the show notes. You can get a discount on all of our products on Rogershood.com. And if you guys have any questions, my team answers every email, every comment, and every DM. And we have like 30 employees at Rogers Hood. So it's pretty wild over here.
I love it. You guys are amazing and doing amazing things. And I'll have, yes, all the information will be in the show notes for sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.